Our Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, we can come together today in your presence, Lord. As we come to your word, Lord, open our minds, touch our hearts, that we may be able to appropriate and receive the things you have made available for us. We just thank you and praise you for, Lord, your presence here in this place today, your Holy Spirit working in us, and Lord, calling us your children. Just minister your life as we come to your word, that we may understand it, that we may put it to work in us to empower and transform us, Lord, to give us your eternal life, your touch, your healing, your deliverance, your freedom, Lord, and your love. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. All right. So we've been going to be addressing some more about the fellowship, our fellowship with God. This is really possibly, you know, the things that is more fundamental in Christianity. The fact that we can have fellowship with the Almighty God. We can have a relationship with Him. It is not just formulas, or thoughts, ideas, works that we do. It's just His presence with us makes all the difference. And Jesus, you know, we've been seeing how Jesus said it, you know, it's an advantage for us to go, for that He goes, because otherwise He wouldn't be able to send the Holy Spirit to us. The Holy Spirit dwells in us. And dwells in us for the purpose of helping us. He is our helper. And when we need help, we have to remember that He is there. And He is willing to communicate, to inform us, to guide us, to direct us, so that we can know more. We have to understand, okay, how this fellowship with the Holy Spirit, with the presence of God inside us, okay, transform us and empower us, okay. One of the things that we can often use to understand these things is some parallels that, you know, address things that are spiritual that we cannot see or cannot really grasp on time fully in a physical way, okay. One of the things that you know, a parallel that is often used, that the Bible itself often used, is that God is light. There is a parallel between God and light. We have to understand that parallel to be able to fully appropriate and fully receive what is involved in that similitude. Okay, as we get closer to God, we end up understanding more and more, to be able to perceive more about spiritual things. And that's, you know, some of the characteristics of light, okay? And the way it works through the word, okay? Walking, you know, with God of a believer, okay, involves to understanding certain things, okay? God knows everything. He's omniscient. Knows everything, and because of that, you know, all the things that He knows, to be able to connect with Him, the more we understand Him, and the better we are going to be able to connect with Him. Okay? But the problem is, we don't know everything. We know only certain things. Unfortunately, not many things that, you know, we are much more connected with the physical world around us, no matter how much we are spiritually developed. And so, you know, we have to understand that the degree, okay, that what we know and what we understand, okay, is the degree in which we can connect with God. The things that we don't know, we cannot, and limit us quite a bit in the way we can connect with God. Okay. And these are there, but God desire, God plan, God's purpose is actually to increase our knowledge, to increase our understanding. And for that reason, okay, he has to bring us that ability to see things, spiritual things that we cannot otherwise see in the physical, because that's what we are used to do, okay? So the idea, okay, that he's trying to remove as much as we can the limitation of our ability to connect with him because of the things we do not understand and we cannot apply to ourselves, cannot, you know, able to really grasp, okay? So, and what that is all about is that this is the work that is going on us to bring about the change in our nature so that we can become more and more able to grasp the truth and what he wants to do with us. Praise the Lord. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, says something that is really important for us to understand. So it says there, this is the message which we have heard from him, okay, and declare it to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. So this is a message that was given from the beginning. It was all in the Old Testament, the New Testament. They all say the same thing, that in him there is light. You know, evidently he's talking about in a figurative way. Although sometimes we can see that it's manifested even in the physical. Okay. But really, you know, it's important to understand in the relationship that we have with him, okay, the impact or the parallel that is there with between light, darkness, and our relationship with him. Okay. This is really that what is emphasized in the scripture, that God is light. And you have to appreciate, okay, what really is intending with that, and that in him there is no darkness at all. And if there is no darkness at all, then when in the areas of darkness, we cannot be connected with him. That's the implication there. The important thing, because this is really enable us to understand something. So the parallel between light and God's nature, okay, is the fact that he reveals, okay, things in the spiritual dimension, that I like the truth, like spiritual things, like, you know, that we cannot understand, cannot see physically, but we can understand because he reveals them to us, just like light enables us to see things that otherwise in darkness we cannot see in the physical. See, that's the parallel. He's working the light of God, working in the spiritual dimension to be able to give us the understanding that we need for things that we actually cannot perceive or cannot see properly. Okay. So that is, you know, the physical life also, okay, is dependent on, generally on light, on the light. Without light, there are no plants, there is no any vegetation, there is nothing, there is no life, and this is where life is connected continuously with the light of the sun. Well, the same thing for our spiritual life, that depends completely, okay, on the fact that God has to shine his spiritual light on us for us to be able to see those things. Our mind, the natural mind, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 says, you know, cannot be perceived spiritual thing. So is the Holy Spirit giving to us the ability to see and perceive those things that we cannot see with our eyes. Okay. And although we cannot understand from the physical point of view. Okay. Plus there is more. Okay. The light exposes things that we otherwise, light exposes things that otherwise we cannot see. Okay. In the same way, God, spiritual light, enables us to see these things that otherwise we cannot perceive, we cannot understand. See, that's our perception, our ability to connect, understand the things that we actually need, the things that we need to, you know, be able to know, to be able to do them, or to be able to connect with them. They are going to make a difference in our walk, because what counts is not just ideas. You know, what counts is the way we walk. The way we walk are decisions that we make, are, you know, values that we have, are understanding that we need to have to be able to make certain decisions. And this is where God really has to help us to grasp these things, so that we can put into practice, that we can put, you know, that they may turn those into the steps, the walks of your life. We cannot walk with God without God revealing to us how to go about doing it. Without God talking to us about the things that we need to understand about spiritual things, but even about our own heart. See, that's another area in which God shines his light. It's understanding the position of our heart, because that determines the way we connect with him. And his light is there, the way he gives us the knowledge and the understanding. And one of the things that we have to understand, okay, that darkness is lack of light, is absence of light. And the two things, darkness and light, don't go together. They cannot function together. Okay? Darkness, when there is darkness spiritually, or there's the physical result, the result that does not, what is it there? You know, is the fact that we don't see the mistake we make. We do not understand what we had to do. We are deceived. We are in fear because we don't know anything. And so that produces the impact on us. We end up making the wrong decision, taking the right step, you know, getting, you know, actually producing evil instead of good. Okay. That is, and the result of that is sin. Sin comes from the ignorance and choosing the wrong thing, having the wrong values, because we don't see what is right. We don't see what is good. We don't see what God rules, laws, principles, values are. Okay? And that light enables us, the light of God, the spiritual light of God, enables us to do these things. Okay? So, walking in the light is something that often said, you know, it means really that we embrace the truth. It means that, you know, we live honestly before God and other people. It means that, you know, we let God's word determine the choices and the values we have. Okay, so this is really the way God works all the time, works through his word. Okay, you know, walking with God means also that we reject darkness and sin when we realize that those things are there. I mean, those are all involve choices, okay? So, how does God reveal his truth through his word? In Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Really. And this is really the importance in the understanding, the reason why we have to connect with the word. Because the word is where we get the information, the light, the knowledge that we need to have. Okay? Give us the understanding that, you know, there is no other places that we can receive. See, Jesus said in John 3, 8, 31 and 32, okay, that you stay in my word stay in you, dwell in the word, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The truth shall make you free. The fact that the truth is what, that is in the Word, give us the light, the understanding, the ability for us to connect with the spiritual reality within us and around us so that we can make the right decisions. Okay. And that way, the Word guides us in the choices, in the step we take, in the decisions we make, in the choice of our values and our idea, the understanding what they are. But that process is not an instantaneous process. This is something that happens over time, happens continuously. This is the way our redemption is achieved. We are got back where God wants us to be by receiving the understanding that we need so that we can align ourselves up with God's principles, with God's laws, so that they are not anymore something out there in maybe the Bible or in books or another. They are inside our heart and we know them because our heart knows them and is aligned up with them. Okay, this is why we get free. That's how we progressively grow in the truth. And this process is going to go on for all our life until Jesus comes back, when we are going to have the full manifestation of our redemption. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Così, and what God's light does is that dispel darkness, dispel the things that we don't know. Okay? Just remove them from us and enable to see things that you need, that we need, things that we need to change, things that we need to do, things that make us able to connect better with God. Are you following me? See, this process of light coming inside us, spiritual light, okay, open our eyes to the darkness that we have because of ignorance. Okay. And, we have to understand that it's not complicated or difficult to see because all the information is given to us in the Word. But sometimes we only know the Word partially. There is so much in it. Okay. One of the things that the Word shows, okay, it shows the works of the flesh. For example, that, in Galatians chapter 5, it says, that they are evident. So they are not very difficult to determine. Okay, but the Word of God shows them, make them evident even more. Okay, and the importance for us to see those things that are not spiritual, they're not coming from God, they're coming from the flesh, is important. Because in Galatians 5:21 says, in which I tell you, I'm going to go through all the list of them, because, you can look at the verse yourself before, after. But he said, which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So the idea is that be able to recognize those things, be able to see the difference between what is coming from God and what is not coming from God, is essential for us to be able to practice the right thing. Because what we do is important. See, John 3:6 says very clearly, what is born of the flesh is flesh. What is born of the Spirit is Spirit. The two things don't mix together. God does not, there is no darkness in Him. He is not, cannot be present in darkness if darkness is in us. The part of us that is in darkness cannot commune with God. And that involves sometimes many things that we don't understand because of ignorance. But God's plan is to guide us through the Holy Spirit into all truth. Not some of it, is working on us bit item by item truth by truth, so that we can grow in him and we can develop fully and fully the full knowledge of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, and instead, okay, in Galatians chapter 5, verse 25, it says, you know, after having listed this fruit of the Spirit, he makes a statement which is really an exhortation to us. It says, if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit also. Okay, the idea is that it's not just theory, is not just that we think that we, you know, he had to actually understand it. And it's not just something that cannot be seen, we have something that is going to be able to be seen physically. We should, that is very important for us to know. And it says, doesn't say that, you know, says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. That means, you know, we have a part we play. It's not that happens naturally. It happens when we recognize and know what to do. Are you following me? Okay, praise the Lord. See, this is why Jesus said very clearly in Matthew chapter 7, verse 22, okay, many will say to me, that in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So you see, the fact that that means you know what to do. Otherwise, you cannot practice it. It has to be in your understanding. And this is God's desire, is not to push you or to force you to do anything. That's the way demons operate. He is giving you the light, the understanding, the knowledge to know what to do, but then expect you to do something about it and to operate and function according to those principles that he has revealed to you. Okay? So, see, that's the way we open up to the word. That's the way we open up to the truth, to the light. When you see something, you know, if you see something, there is a hole in walking, you're walking, there is a hole in front of you, and you see it, and you just ignore it, you walk, you're going to fall into it, don't you? Well, the same thing. If you know that the word says, or the law says, you know, don't do certain things, and you do them anyway, we are going to fall down the same way as you physically, you fall down spiritually. Okay? So the idea is that we have to understand that our knowledge has a purpose. It's not just to make us feel spiritual. It's the purpose of our knowledge is actually for us to know how to choose our values, how to choose our steps, how to make our decision. And so that's going to help us, okay, to walk in the light, okay? We should discern light and darkness that we may, okay, walk in the light. Otherwise, we cannot walk in the light, okay? And, you know, we have to also, not just for ourselves, but we have to be able to recognize light and darkness in other people. Because we are going to be exposed to darkness of others which actually believe the wrong thing, believe the wrong principles. And if we don't defend ourselves, if we don't take a position, if we have no discernment what is right and what is wrong, these things, we are going to be influenced. And we are going to do the wrong thing. And, you know, just as that light can grow as we are exposed to the word, you know, darkness can grow as we are exposed to other people that have ideas that are of darkness, that are contrary to God's word. Okay, so the idea is that the Bible, you know, encourages us to be careful and to be unequally yoked with people that have the wrong idea, because they're this spiritual understanding is going to spread inside us, is going to produce results in us. So if we want to walk according to God's way, if we want to walk with him, if we want to have a relationship with him, okay, we have to choose the way we walk. We have to choose the way what we believe. We have to know what we believe is the word of God and is the truth, is not idea that come from ignorance of the truth. Okay, so, and this is the thing that the Holy Spirit should help us to do. That's why Jesus said, it's to your advantage that I go away, because otherwise I cannot send you the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that's going to make all the difference in us today. It's not your logic, it's not your thing, because your logic is still limited. But Holy Spirit is God and knows everything. It knows exactly where we are and it knows exactly what we need. And so he's going to minister to us. He's going to show us things for us to understand. This is why in John 16:13 says, you know, whoever, when the Spirit of truth has come, he's going to bring the truth. You know, he will guide you into all truth. And, you know, this is, as I said, progressive. And we don't speak on his own. That means, you know, he's not just coming out with any idea, but he's going to go according to the word of God. Okay? But whatever he hears, he speaks, and he will tell you things to come. You still have identify, tell you, show you. This is the most important part of the Holy Spirit. Because if that doesn't take place, you cannot do anything. Unless you get the understanding of the truth. Number one, and embrace the truth. You cannot walk with God. So we need that. This is what makes all the difference between New Testament and Old Testament. They could not walk with the truth. And Jesus said that. It's something important that often is misunderstood. The scripture we're going to see just in a moment. Okay. The Spirit of truth frees us from all darkness, deception, and sin, because it informs us about these things and shows us what we have to do instead. So it helps us for that. Okay? Praise the Lord. It's just, you know, if it doesn't make you true, free some truth, then it's not a truth. It's not coming from the Holy Spirit. It's coming from other things. It's just false spirituality. Okay. The word produces results. The words, according to Romans 12:1-2, what it does is show us, changes our heart. Not only changes our heart, but changes our understanding. So we know the will of God for us. That's the only way to know the will of God. You cannot know the will of God just by your own logic. Is the Holy Spirit revealing it to you, opening it to you, and explaining to you those things that enables you to know what God wants you to do and the will of God. You know, you're not going to know the whole will of God. You are going to know what you need to know now. And that's what he's going to show you. Okay. Now, the problem is God's plan is perfect. He has done everything that needed to be done. The thing is, do we necessarily listen? The problem is that we have free will. That means we can choose if we listen or not. See, God doesn't force us to do anything. He has given us free will, because that's really the small thing that we had to do, the contribution that we had to do to his plan. We had to be willing to do what he tells us to do. This is how we deserve the things that he has done for us. That's the principle according to, that enables us to align with him. Otherwise, you cannot, because if you are forced like a robot, they're programmed that way. No, you had to actually allow God to program you the right way so that it's written in your heart. Hallelujah. See, the bottom line is actually that we have to obey the truth. Okay. In the following verse, that the one, the first that we started today was 1 John 1:5. 1 John 1:6 says, you know, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. So the walk has to do with the decision we make. So that's the way. See, our choices that we make, steps that we make, and those choices and steps should be, you know, the result of what the Holy Spirit is working on us, teaching us, showing us, making us understand. Okay? So if we cannot, okay, if we walk in darkness, we are not practicing the truth. If we are not practicing the truth, we are not in communion, we are not connected, we are not relating to God. As simple as that. So we can see that depending on our choices, depending on what we do, determine the fact that we are actually receiving what God wants us to do, and we're receiving what God wants to do for us, the blessing he wants to give us, or not. It's not automatic. And God doesn't force anyone. He just always lets you free to choose. And we had to learn to choose the right thing. Praise the Lord. Okay? This is really important principle for us, okay? That implication that we cannot be in fellowship with God if we are in rebellion. That means if we are not obeying God's principles and things that he told us to do, we are not going to know all the principles, let's face it. But we are going to know some. The one that we had to know, well, you should follow. So don't tell me more anymore, because otherwise I have other things to do. That's cheating. that is cheating. That's exactly what the enemy wants to do. You don't tell me. Well, sorry, you know, doesn't work that way. Okay. See, here is, you know, this verse. I'm going to read it again because there are different interpretation of it. Okay. So we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness. We lie not and do not practice the truth. You know, some interpret this verse, okay, that John was criticizing or taking a position against the belief that that time some people have, okay? That, you know, the children of God, okay, are forgiven all sins, present, past, and future. Doesn't matter what they do, they are already forgiven. And that's not true. Okay. There was a group there, the Nicolaitan, that really believed in that, and that was really very in the beginning of the church, and still even there are today that are believing the same thing. Okay. And that's not the truth. See, this error continuing today with the hyper-grace teaching. Okay. God's grace is not license to sin. God's grace is power to overcome sin. Okay, that's the difference. Okay, and how you overcome sin? You know, just by believing his word and following and obeying his direction. That's when it makes it so simple. Okay, so that's one of the interpretations of the scripture. Okay, that he was actually addressing error in the time. Okay, but also there is another interpretation too of the same verse that can be that both are good and are meaningful. Okay, and then this is really in the understanding that because we are not perfect, we are not fully sanctified. Okay, we are being sanctified. We are being transformed. Okay, and therefore, in some areas, we cannot practice the truth because we don't know the truth. But because we don't know the truth, we are really not rebelling against God. We are just ignorant. And God knows that and takes care of that and cannot accuse us of something that we don't know. This is why he wants us to know. And he sent the Holy Spirit to inform us so that we can grow in the knowledge. And as we grow in the knowledge and we submit ourselves to the things that the Holy Spirit is telling us, then we can grow into that understanding and we get the benefit of it and we are keep walking in the light. Because all the information that we get is the light that we have from the Holy Spirit. And we are accountable for the things we know, but not for the things we don't know. Are you following what I'm saying? This is important to understand. If we, you know, don't know something, it's not that we are coming against God. We are just too ignorant to know any better. Okay? And God knows that, but he wants to prepare that because there are benefits that come from actually following his laws. Because those laws are going to keep order in our life, are going to produce results, are going to produce blessings. But to bless us, we have to align ourselves up with his word. And so as we get more understanding, how do we get the understanding? The word that we study, that we read, the Holy Spirit that reveals it to us. And so that we can grasp the truth. And as we grasp the truth, then we have a decision to make. Are we going to follow it? Or are we going to keep doing the things we are doing? Okay. And that is nothing else. The, you know, ongoing decisions that we do in adjusting our values, if you want, repenting, turning around in some areas. Okay. So that we can actually walk in, continue to walk in the truth. Praise the Lord. So you see, you know, we have to continue to walk in the law, in the truth, according to the revelation that we get, so that we are in obedience to God. Okay. The fact that we have to do that is important because if we do not do it, then we end up following darkness instead of light. And God is not going to be, you know, that area is going to be separating us from God. And darkness can just grow as much as light grows because that's the way it works if you read in Romans chapter 1, verse 15 to the end of the chapter. Okay, when we close to darkness, God, you know, after a while stops even trying to, the Holy Spirit doesn't, you know, get turned off and doesn't help you anymore to grow. And so you instead, you know, darkness growing into inside you. So we have to understand that. Praise the Lord. So if you continue on there on that chapter, you know, we can get really understanding of how those things work, how this process that I explained to you in a moment, an idea. For example, in verse 7 says, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, I mean with God, and the blood of Jesus, our Son, cleanses us from all sin. So, you see, that's the important thing. We have fellowship with God as we walk in the light that we have. We have to keep walking in the light that we have, okay? And to do that, you know, we have to keep responding to the information that we have from the Holy Spirit to apply it to our life. And that means sometimes changing things that we are doing, the way we are doing it. Okay. But when we get a new revelation, a new understanding, a new step we have to take, what we have to do, the first thing, is not just to take anything that comes to us. We have to go to the Word and see if that is really in the Word or is just something that we got. Because we are going to be exposed to teaching, exposed to ideas, exposed to things, and some of them may not be right. some of the things we get may not be right. So we had to go and see if there is anything in the world contradicting the new things that we get for revelation. Because if that's the case, that definitely is not the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit does not, say things against what he said before, or say things different from the word. So that's the thing we had to learn to do. Is that scriptural? Okay. Once we determine that it's scriptural, the next step is you apply it, you obey it. And there is that principle there that has to guide us, because it's the opposite also true. Okay, at times we may experience, resistance to change according to the ideas that the Holy Spirit gives us. Okay, and for that reason, because we feel resistance, the reason is not necessarily that it's not true, is that we like the things we are doing and we don't want to change. And because we like the thing we are doing, we are resisting the Holy Spirit to tell us to do certain things. Okay. That happens many times. For example, when you hear some doctrines that are contrary to the doctrine that you already got before, but they are truth, and the one you had before were not truth, and you resist them because you like what you got already. Okay, so the idea is really, okay, that we had to check everything we get from the word to see that it's true and it's so, and then we take the step necessary to develop, to grow into the new truth that we received. Okay, praise the Lord. But it says, when that's the case, when we just don't like and offer resistance, if we say that we have not sinned, okay, take the position within ourselves, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. We choose to stay in darkness instead of light. And that, is really rejecting the truth the Holy Spirit is giving us and stopping our growth, actually making us regress the relationship with God. Because in that case, what before was not darkness, because it was just ignorance, now becomes darkness because it's rejecting God. Praise the Lord. Okay. And what that does is an important thing to understand. See, rebellion or lack of obedience, okay, is sinning. And it gives the enemy legal right over you to interfere with your life. It gives you, the enemy legal right. And really what happened, what can result, you can be corrected one way or another, either by God or by the enemy. And we had to learn that so that we don't get exposed to correction. Okay, what we do? Well, the thing that we do is really simply give in, because God doesn't change. When he says something, he said it, and he knows it very well, and you know that you knew too. So he knows everything that's happening. He knows everything that the Holy Spirit told you. He knows everything. So he expects you to actually keep up with what the Holy Spirit is doing, that he has sent for that specific purpose for you. Okay. So at that time, the only thing to do is that we confess our sins, and he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from unrighteousness. The unrighteousness is the fact that we were rejecting the Holy Spirit direction. Okay. So, we had to keep walking in repentance. That's what it's telling us. It's not just something that we do once we say, come to the Lord. We come to the Lord more and more as he reveals to us the things. And we have to be careful about the things we believe, because sometimes if we believe wrong teaching, what happens, they are going to block us from being able to grow with them, and we end up rejecting what the Holy Spirit is teaching us. And the result of that we damage our relationship with the Lord, and we get nowhere with him. Okay? and said, continue again to even more, you know. But, you know, what verse 10 says, if we say that we have no sin, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Really, his word is not in us means that we are really rejecting the revelation of the word in us. That's what it means. And we instead, you know, it's not that we make him a liar. We say that he's, you know, the Holy Spirit is telling you. It wasn't the Holy Spirit telling you. Okay? So it wasn't the fact that you make him a liar. The liar is you, because you're taking a position against what the Holy Spirit told you. Okay? So, you know, Jesus' teaching are very important. Okay? We need to yield to them. We have to listen to them. We have to apply, learn to apply to them and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal them to us. Okay? Now, you know, that's why Jesus in John 14, 21 said, he who has my commandment and keep them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. So the idea is, you know, there is a sequence here. He's talking in this verse and other verses, the sequence change. But here, you know, if you have a commandment and you keep them, you love me. So the fact that you love them is because the fact you apply because you love them. You know, starting from loving him, then obeying his commandment, and then the consequence of that, that he can have fellowship with you. So our fellowship with the Father comes as a sequence from, loving, obedience, and fellowship. One determines the other. You cannot have, you know, fellowship with God without loving him. You cannot have obedience to God's principle properly if you don't love him. That's the bottom line. You know, the first commandment, what is it? Love the Lord your God with everything you got. Okay, so the idea there is very simple. We had to, the starting point is loving him. Okay, but there are other verses that change the thing around. You know, for example, for John 14, 23 says, you know, if anyone loves me and will keep my word, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home in him. Here it says, you know, starting with the love, obedience, fellowship. Before it was obedience because of love, fellowship. But it's all, there is all of these three elements there together that determine how our fellowship with God is going to be. If we have problem with our love for God, we are not going to be able to be obedient. We are not going to have fellowship with him, no matter what things we try to do, you know, or religious activity we get involved in. Okay, so, and this is, you know, again, there is, the opposite too. Jesus said in the following verse, who does not love me does not keep my word, and the word which I hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. So no loving, no obedience, no hearing the voice, no fellowship. Okay, so there are those three elements that have to be together. To love God, we have to learn to connect with him. You know, love doesn't just happen like that because one day you hear something that you like. No, it happens as a response of the relationship. Love should grow with the relationship. Okay. Often the love that is there at the beginning is only partial love because we don't understand things. And after, when we found out about some other things, we don't love as much because we had to give up stuff that we want. So that's really the understanding that we have to understand. Understanding and participating in God's process is the salvation that develops in us, is the redemption that takes place, is what makes a difference. You know, David in Psalm 27, verse 1 says something very interesting. It says, you know, the Lord is my light and my salvation. See, he connects the light with the salvation. Without light, there is no more light, more salvation. Salvation is the freedom from the sin, freedom from ignorance, freedom from the darkness in the world. Okay? And as it is called, salt of that, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? You see, the Lord is my light. The Lordship means obedience. The Lord, if the Lord is not Lord, if you are not obedient. Okay? He's not your Lord. Maybe Lord in general, but for others, not for you, if you're not obedient. So starting with, you know, the Lord is my life. As you actually obey the Lord, you get more light. But you are able to love the Lord because you have some light already that shows you about him. And this is a process that goes on and grows to you and enables you to have no fear, enables you to give strength in your life, enables you to not be afraid. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus doesn't only show the way. He is the way. He is something that, you know, is not something that we can just see. He is empowering us as we connect with him, as we relate to him. He gives us his life. His life enables us to connect with him even better because we start to see things that we didn't see before. Praise the Lord. Give us life, give us power, give us the ability to follow and to obey him. And so we had to understand that our relationship is not just a formality or something we go on Sunday. It's something that happens moment by moment as the Holy Spirit talks to us, as he ministers to us, as he shows us the truth, and has enabled us to do things that we didn't know before. We should continuously get a new understanding about what God is like and what he wants us to be like. This is why, you know, his plan is for us to become more and more like Jesus. Jesus had the whole thing already because he was born without sin and he connected with him. You know, the whole, you know, God was in him completely. Well, we had to want to have more of God in us to guide us, enabling us to do the things that he's calling us to do. And that is going to produce all the blessings that he wants to give us. And the relationship and our blessing is going to be in parallel with each other. It's going to be the result of our blessing are the result of our relationship. Our relationship gets better as he blesses us and we see that he is our Lord and we can depend on him and we can trust him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, all this topic brings to another topic, naturally. Okay, and has to do with the impact of our prayers. The impact of our prayers, the result we get from our prayer, depends on our relationship with him. Okay, and that may be something that we are going to cover next week. Because if we want, you know, we have to understand when we are connecting with him, he's connecting with us. When we have needs, he knows our needs even before we talked about them, even before we pray. He wants to bless us and help us in everything because he loves us. But the ability that we are going to be connecting with him determines the result of our prayer. And that's what he said, and that's what he taught, and that's what can help us then in understanding that I want to participate in this process of regeneration, of holiness, of developing, you know, more and more like he wants us to be. And with that for today, we close, but we're going to, you know, develop in this new area next week. Praise the Lord. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your love. Thank you for what you've done for us. For we are able to receive all things that we put our heart to follow you, to obey you, to love you, to respond to the way you guide us moment by moment, you know, item by item in our life. Thank you that we know that in you we have redemption, we have salvation, as we make you our Lord and Savior. Because all power and might and dominion is in you. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done and what you're going to do. Help us, guide us, anoint us, give us the determination to follow you all the day of our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.